Right. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you this morning for sparing our lives, giving us good health, making provisions for us to be in your house. We want to appreciate you, O God, for the week that just ended. Thank you for daily provisions of our needs. Your protection upon us in our going out and coming in. Father, we thank you for the blessings. You bless us always, whether on our personal study of your word or listening to the tape, on the tape service, or the service the midweek. Father, we just thank you for everything that you have graciously done for us. Thank you, Father. This morning again, you have gathered us. You have started to pour your blessings upon us, even in the Sunday school, at the song service, at the special numbers, and the testimonies of your people, of your goodness and mercies, and your faithfulness to all your promises. Father, we thank you. We are very grateful unto you. Very soon, O God, we shall open your word again to fellowship again around a portion of the message of our day. We pray, Father, that you will open our understanding. You will give us revelation. And you will give grace to every one of us to live by the things in that you will teach us. We have been made to know, O God, that the preaching of the gospel, it comes in this way, a doctrine, a rebuke, a correction, a instruction unto righteousness, so that we, your children, might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thank you, Father. Bless your children in all the nations of the world. Take all the glory and honor. Lord, in those war-torn areas, outside the country, we pray, O God, that just protect your people from untimely death. Lord, like in this nation, the kidnappers, the terrorists, all kinds of evil that is happening in the land. May you always, O God, protect your people from such. As we have gathered now, Lord, may the enemy not put in the heart of anyone to go to our homes in our absence. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. We come to church midweek for prayer meeting. We attend all the services, we play the tapes. Everything that we do is walking towards that place where we will never grow old.
I'm going along ni ojo Friday. I wa fun isin ti ojo Aiku. Gbogbo ta se wonyi lati pese wa sile fun ile na ti a ko ti ni gbo ni.
Because God that cannot lie.
Tori pe Olorun ti o le paro ti o le seke.
He has made a promise.
O ti se ileri yi o.
I will know it is true.
Asimo po to lu je.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah, we are going to, I don't know, we have sang a lot of songs. We are going to open our Bibles. Can we please rise up? Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 22. You see, may I say something? After the service, if in the course of preaching something is said you don't understand, don't go away doubting. Just come to that room there.
Say
the cost of your preaching, you said this, you said this, you said this. I don't understand. By the grace of God, we will take time with ourselves and try to explain. In this generation, God has set a prophet messenger to bring the word of God unto us. Not so much of something new, but what the apostles have been taught, what they stood for, what they taught, what they practiced, that today the denominations are deviated from it. That is why God sent that messenger to bring us back to those things that the apostles stood for. There's something really new, but God doesn't change. We all know that. Paul said, if an angel come from heaven and preach any other gospel
other
than what we have already preached, he said, let the angel be accursed. God bless you, my brother. Let's write it in Galatians 1:8. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22. We will read from verse 15 to 18. Genesis chapter 22, from verse 15 to 18. And it goes like this. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time.
Angel Olúwa ni si ko si Abrahamu lati orun wa leni keji.
And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and has not withheld thy son, thy only son, that he bless him, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my
voice. Ati ninu iru omo re li abukun gbogbo orile ede aye nitori ti iwo ti gba ohun mi gbo.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word into our hearts.
Kulwa fi buku si kika ro re
mo kan wa. Be seated.
Ejo ejoko.
We want to just go through this sermon that the prophet preached. Possessing the gate of the enemy after trial. Amen. Our sins opens at one of the most marvelous sins in Abraham.
You know why you see no kind of one You know
that Abraham is the father of the faithful.
And
the promise was made to Abraham.
And
only be heir with him through Christ.
Is
the only way we receive the
promise.
Is through
Abraham.
Now, Abraham was just an ordinary man. But he was called of God. And he was faithful to that call. When God spoke to him, Abraham never one time doubted that voice. He stayed right with it. No matter what the difficulty was, he stayed right with it. And when he was promised a son, and he waited 25 years to receive that son, calling anything contrary to it as though it was his son. And then, in this son, all the families of the earth was to be blessed. And the patriarchs were faithful to his call. And the promised word. He was an example to what we should be. Now we, be dead in Christ, we are Abraham's seed. Amen. If God has called you, I don't want to preach this morning, but just to read. But bear with me for the few comments I want to pass. If God has called you to be a child, be faithful to that call. Amen.
Amen.
Like we all know, there are fivefold ministries that is spoken of in the Bible.
Apostles,
prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. And when the prophet was talking about these five offices, he said each and every one of them is special. Amen.
Amen.
Special. Is that really the interpretation? Special. What yato? I think if you say akoshe is much better than oyato. I think yato means something different. Abi. They are special. Every one of them is special. And he told us that we must not miss ministries. He said you cannot be a pastor and an evangelist at the same time. When he was giving a breakdown on each and every one of them, he told us the apostle is the chief of all of them. Amen.
Amen.
And he came. He went forth to tell us what the apostles should be doing. He said they set things in order. Amen.
Amen.
God likes things to be set in order. God doesn't want it and say, place this book like this and you place it like this. Doesn't like it.
We all know the
case of Moses. God promised to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt. And he promised that he will do it through Moses. And at the time Moses was born, was at the time where persecution of the Jews was on. And the people in authority hired some demon possessed women.
They
say, when you are taking care of these Jewish women, when they want to give birth, if it's a baby girl, spear it. If it's a baby boy, kill it. But the Bible tells us that these women, God helped them, they had the fear of God. They were not doing that. So the people in authority discovered that this job was not being done the way they wanted done. They called them. They said, the job we gave to you, what is going on? They said, these Hebrew women, they are not like Egyptian women. They are different. When they want to give birth, before we reach there, they are giving birth. That does not stop the people in authority going after those male children. It was at that time that Moses was born. The God that we serve, he knows the end from the beginning. You used to hear the denomination, they say, when they give altar call, they say, oh God, write the names of this one in the book of life. That is contrary to the scriptures. Whosoever will be saved before the foundation of the world, their names were written. Oh, hallelujah. That is the God that we serve. He knows the ending from the beginning. At his eyes, his watchful eyes, watches you all the time. Whether you sleep or you are awake, whether you are traveling by land or by sea or by air, you are not alone. He knew what was going to happen. He put it in the hand of Amram and Jochebed. They kept that child. What was a proper child? Every child of God is a proper child. Are you a child of God? You are a proper child. You see, God makes you proper. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. People that fear Satan, I don't know how much confidence they have in their God. The devil can do you no harm. Because God, who is your father, is all powerful. We used to sing that song.
I'm calling ya.
Watching you. Watching you. There's no sea. Watching you. Whether you sleep, whether you wake, he's watching you. There is no way the devil can bypass God to hurt you. Before you were born, before the foundation of the world, God have ordained you to be something in this world. What he has ordained you to do, you must do it. No matter what the devil will try. Well, finally they make a little ark, they put Moses inside. They put him at the riverside. And they asked the sister to watch what is going to become of him. Before the foundation of the world, God have ordained from the birth to the time he died, God's eye is watching him. Immediately they put the ark there. God went to the house of
Pharaoh.
And he told the daughter, go and take your bath. He carried some of her maids. Came to water. And as they were there, God said, you look at that place. He saw the ark. He said, hey, you go and fetch that thing. They brought it. When they opened it, it was a baby boy inside. And that was Moses. Hallelujah. The program of God concerning
Moses
was with Moses, even at his birth. So there is no way crocodile cannot eat him. It's not possible. The purpose why God brought him here on earth must be accomplished. That is why the prophet said, until the purpose of God concerning your life is accomplished,
then
nothing can take you. You believe that? Let all the witches and the wizards and the emirates and the ogbanjes and the foul spirits in the whole world gather together against one child of God. For your information, he that is in him is greater than he that is in the world. God bless you. I say, God bless you. When they open the ark, baby Moses begin to cry. Then the sister surface. Say, do you want a woman that have a flowing milk? He say, yes. He say, can I go and call one for you? He went. He said, yes. Who did this go to call? The mother of Moses. The mother of Moses was called, put on a salary to raise her own baby. Who do you call God? If God loves you, I'm telling you, the devil is in trouble. Do you know the father of that girl had already said every child, every male child of the Jews should be killed? The girl, the daughter of Pharaoh, said, this must be a child of one of the Jews.
Hello.
Hello. She knows. Why didn't she say? They come to hide this one here. Also, they come.
Then
they go kill her. Not
Moses.
No death can take Moses. He was born for a purpose. Every child of God is born for a purpose. At that purpose, God will see to it. Oh, hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
It was the mother of Moses that taught
Moses
that look, You are not an Egyptian.
Ara omo Egypt ko lo je.
He told the true story to Moses.
O so itan to to na fun Moses omu joko.
You see these people they call murderers.
O so ri ba won ta pe ni mole mole yen.
You are from there.
Eh, inu e ya won lo ti jade.
God promise.
Olorun leri.
You will be the deliverer.
Be won ni o je oludande fun won.
God bless you, church.
Olorun gbe yin jo.
Amen and amen. God does not change. Amen. It doesn't change. They put the mother of Moses on salary to raise Moses right in the palace of Pharaoh. The very boy that will destroy Egypt was raised. Who do you call God? That is why, by the grace of God, I don't fear no evil. Do you know why? I know that he that brought me here, he has promised never to leave me, nor forsake me. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Tell me who can be against us. Hallelujah, church. Let's leave Moses alone first. Maybe we'll come back to him. One day, God called Satan. He said, devil, where are you coming from? He said, no destination. Up and down. As trouble causes. Man and husband and wife fighting, Satan is behind it. Children and parents fighting, Satan is behind it. Anywhere you see fight, anywhere you see quarrel, anywhere you see abusive words, anywhere you see curses, the devil is behind it. Brother Brown told us, what God brought to this world is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. But what Satan brought is hatred. Anywhere you find hatred, the devil is there, for he's the author of it. Hello. Turn to Galatia for me. Galatia 5. I will read it from verse 19. Galatia 5.
Galatia.
Now listen.
What is about you?
The works of the flesh are manifest, which are this: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, various, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, rebellion, and such like. On the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The thing we have just read is a man that is born of woman. I don't care who you are. You go to seminary. You learn how to say amen. No, you become pope. You become cardinal. You become pastor. You become anything. Your life is what we have just spelled out. So that is why Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God, and he cannot enter their ring. Because he sins, we were conceived in our mother's womb, and we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We came to the world speaking lies. You don't teach your children how to lie. It is inborn in them. May God help us. That new birth is a must for whosoever I want to make heaven. Hello. Jesus did not say, except you are born again, you will become better or something. You cannot. You can't see the kingdom. To see the kingdom means to understand the teachings of the kingdom. You can't understand the teachings of the kingdom until you are converted. Neither can you enter therein until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Until you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are not converted. Are you following me? God bless you. And when you are converted, then you can understand the teachings of the Spirit. Yes. Until then, just
like a blind man that goes to
sleep.
Just hearing the noise. Noise is all that.
What is causing? He doesn't know. I thought you knew. But when you are regenerated by the Spirit of the Lord, you love everybody. God is love. That God is now dwelling in you. God cannot be dwelling in you who is love, and then you'll be producing hatred. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. Brother Abraham said, I believe you have the Holy Ghost because you said you have. He said, but I cannot swear to it. A man filled with the Holy Ghost will produce hatred. No, forget it. Hey, God bless you. A man that is born again will affect you. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ are crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If you say you have the Holy Ghost and you are not seeing after women, you may have a ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost of the Bible. Because what you are saying is that God can lust. No, the Holy Ghost is God. If it's in you, the fruit you will bear is what we have just read. Are you following me? Nobody will go and be angry with you whether you have the Holy Ghost or not. Just watch the fruit that come out of your life. So people say they have the Holy Ghost. They even come to the Lord's table. And there are people you don't relate with. They are your enemy. You call that one Holy Ghost. Tell the best in the air. Maybe they will listen to you. Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen. Brothers and sisters, when Jesus gathered the 12 apostles, when he came here, may I ask, how many women were there? Hello? Was there a woman there? God does not want woman preacher. Today, you find women all over the place. They say they are women, they are lady evangelists. They are this, that. Is they worship? It is unacceptable to God. And the prophet told us the reason is because the fall came from women. That does not mean that God is partial. He owns the kingdom. As a young woman, you can't challenge him. Hello. God bless you.
Amen.
We are coming.
Amo, ame yebo la kuni.
What are we talking about?
Kila soro pare.
That God
long,
that brought you here
knows
all about you. Let's watch. Let's go back to Moses a little while. Brother Moses, when he get to a certain stage in life, the Bible says he was so vast in the wisdom of Egyptians. People were calling him the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Moses was not the son of Pharaoh's daughter. With that calling, he could be the next Pharaoh of Egypt. The Bible says, he looked down on those things. He preferred to be identified with the murderers. Look, when God is dealing with you, especially when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you have revelation of what the plan and program of God is. He came out. He said, let me go and examine, see these people that are, they say, I was told that we are one of them. When he came, one of the Jews and the an Egyptian, we're struggling. Anywhere you see fight, the devil is there. Husband and wife can't live together. The devil is there. Amen.
Amen.
Is the accuser of the brethren. Is the one that weaken nations. The only way you can overcome the devil is by the new birth. When you have the new birth, the word of God will be effective in your hand. Because the word of God without the spirit is letter. And the Bible says the letter killer is the spirit that gives life. Hello?
Man, he left in God.
And Moses said, where are you fighting? The one that was guilty. It's always like that. Things are about to shelly. Whether between husband and wife. Into Jebi is the one who wouldn't want the matter to be settled.
Why
fight that? The man said, what concerns you? Who make you judge or whatever he
is?
And Moses come around. He took that Egyptian. He was a military man. He put him down. He picked him up. He put him down. Until he was lifeless. Single-handedly. He buried him. He went back. The following day, or another time, he went again. This time around, it was two Jews that were struggling. He said, brothers, why are you fighting? You are brothers. He said, who make you brother? Who make you ruler over us? You want to kill me as you killed this Egyptian? Moses knew that that thing was not hidden. She ran away. He ran away. And whether you run, you don't run, every predestinated child of God must come to God. Maybe at his dying bed. He must come. By the foreknowledge of God, by his predestinated plans, he has written their names in the last book of life. And he cannot miss one. So what are you saying? When Jesus came here, I think in what do you call this? Romans 17 or whatever. He said, all that you gave to me, I lose none. Except the son of perdition, which was Judas. He came from hell. He must go to hell. You will say, why then did Jesus... No, why then did Jesus call him? He was called to fulfill scripture. Jesus had to be betrayed. Peter cannot do it. Matthew cannot do it. Anilet cannot do it. He take a devil possessed, suppressed it to do it. That is why when he brought in Cain, when he brought in Judas, he said, have I not chosen you 12? One of you is a devil. He was brought in to do that
work.
Whatever you are brought in to do, you can't help it. You will do it. God bless you. Whether you like it, you don't like it, you will do it. And Moses fled. He ran away from Egypt. He went and become a shepherd, taking care of sheep. Because of it, he got married, had two children. Similarly to a forgotten what he was ordained to do. If God wants you to do something, God will see to it that you do it. One day, Moses was coming and he saw the bush on fire. You know what fire is? When fire is burning, it consumes. But this fire was burning. It was not consuming the grasses. Moses said, what is this? I will step aside to see what is happening here. And when the Lord saw that he stepped aside, he said, Moses, Moses, the shoes you wear on your feet, remove them, because the ground you are standing on is holy ground. Hallelujah, church. He because God in a place, because God came there and the ground was declared holy. If God is in you, no feebleness, no sinful thing will produce out of your life. It will be holiness and righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. God told him, remove your shoes. And Brother Abraham said, if Moses had said, when I left home this morning, I tied the shoes very tight, it will be difficult for me to lose them. Please permit me. Instead of the shoes, let me remove my cap. God says shoes, and he means shoes. Whatever he says unto you, do it. Don't begin to reason. Reasoning will ruin you. If God said, love your neighbor as yourself, and the spirit in you is not loving your neighbor as yourself, question that spirit. You can know the kind of spirit that is in you. You can know by the life that you live. You will know. You will know. You are filled with the Holy Ghost. You love everybody. Including your bitterest enemy. That you know that if they have time, they have opportunity, they contaminate your life. In you dwelleth nothing evil.
Oh God.
May God help us.
Oh, no.
I say may God help us. That is why it used to surprise me. When I see ministers striving in an assembly, what are you striving for? What do you have that was not freely given to you? It is not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Fear the Lord. Salvation is a gift of God. It's not what you have done. We are all born sinners. If you are saved, it's because the grace of God has appeared to you. Period. That same grace of God that saved
me
can save you, can save somebody else. Not by works of righteousness. Where is the pride? Emi lele, emi igba, emi awo, iwo kekere, emi bila. Rubbish and nonsense. Kini mo so? Rubbish and nonsense. You are nothing. If you are anything at all, it's because God makes you that. I give him glory.
I
move on. Don't write anybody off. Today, the man may be armed robber. Don't write him off. Brother Bram said, as long as there is bread in that person, he said, don't write him off. It's only God that knows his final destination. Let me give you an example. If you were present when Saul of Tarsus was persecuting Christians, some of you that are very fast in talking, you will say Nasape Steve. The people that killed Stephen, they put their clothes with a young man, that was Saul. The Bible says he has quieted them in Jerusalem. And he took permission for the people in authority. He was zealous to serve God. But he was serving God without revelation. Because he was serving God without revelation, he was persecuting the way of God which he claimed to be serving. When he got those papers, remember the papers he got was permission to arrest.
He
can even kill without going through the normal process.
Hello.
Hello. On his way to Damascus. Oh, praise be to God. A predestinated child cannot die until he's converted. He can die. Amen. God bless you. And the light shine over there. And he was on the ground. Not only that he shine, he said, Saul, why persecuted thou me? When you are persecuting a child of God, you are persecuting God. When you are accusing a child of God, you are accusing God. So be careful. What to do with your brother? What to do with your sister? It matters. Hello. Hello.
How are you?
You know Jesus was talking to the people. He said, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you fed me. And so on and so forth. Therefore, enter into the kingdom. The prophet told us, those people were giving salvation for the good ones they did. You know, that's a hard statement, but that is the truth. And the people ask him, Lord, where did we see you naked? And we clothed you. Where did we see you hungry? And we fed you. Where did we see you in prison? And we visited you. Listen to the answer. He said, as long, Jesus said, as long as you have done it to the least of those who have believed in me, you have done it to me. Hello.
Hallelujah.
What to do to a child of God matters. May God help us. I say may God help us. There is something that will help us. It has been helping me. And I know it will help you. It is true. God Abraham preached a message. Three kinds of believers in every gathering. Be careful. Be careful. Don't try to look at somebody as a made believer. You want to look at somebody as a non-believer. You are treading a dangerous ground. It is not given to man to tread those areas. Leave that to God. Everybody that comes here, you associate with, believe is a child of God. It is not a child of God. It's between him and God. May God help us. If you call a child a serpent seed,
Olorun
le gba elenu
to hear. Slap your feet, your mouth because of that.
You say, what are you saying? You know, Brother
Abraham,
his wife. Oh, wonderful woman. The man will be away for months. He will come home the following day. He's going for hunting. She never complained one time. She will always get the things ready for the man to travel. But one day, Joseph misbehaved. And the mother wanted to flog him. He ran to the father. And the wife came. He said, make sure you give him a licking. He knows the woman would say that if there was not a curse. So the woman was expecting the prophet to be the child. And the child has known the weakness of his father, which would be the weakness of every Christian. What was it? He said, Daddy, I will never do that again. Some of you, somebody offended you, you say sorry. You won't say sorry. Some of you will say until we reach heaven before we settle in. People that have that kind of spirit, they will reach heaven. Joseph knew that once he says that, the father will not beat him. And when the wife noticed that the boy was not beaten, he wasn't happy. He banged the door against the prophet. The prophet did not take offense. Some of us are married. We are not mature to marry. As men. Any little thing, we take offense. We frown. As if you have power to change anybody. Me that I'm talking. If I want to give you the history of my life. I was a bad boy. Bad boy. No matter how bad you are, when you meet Christ, you become a good boy. May God help us. What are we talking about? Brothers, sisters, our God has not changed. And he cannot change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When a man is filled with the Holy Ghost, he had different parents from what he used to have. Maybe in your family, maybe it is so sickness that used to kill them. You are born from another place. That's something that used to follow that lineage. You are no longer in that lineage. You are born from above. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. We will soon close. But remember, this is this. There is no alternative than Holy Ghost baptism. No alternative. You can decide to believe in church. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, you are living in the church as a man with a fallen nature. You become a new creation when you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you getting me? Then I'm telling you, the devil is in trouble. Many of us cannot pray. When you say, let us, we say, how do you know? We see it in the midweek service. When we come to pray, we can say a few amen when the preaching is going on. Immediately we say, let us pray. The place will become cold like ice water. Who told you that when we come to church, everybody must pray silently? Who told you that? Go and find that in that kajé. I'm telling you, majority of them are sleeping. Remember, the Holy Ghost is power for service. Power for service. You yourself, one man filled with the Holy Ghost, he can have DG all alone. But an issue. Because it's connected. This is our mobile phone. Like say the iPhone just released, the latest. You buy it. It's a million, so you buy it. And you are not connected to any network. You will only be admiring it. Nobody can call you. You can't call anybody. That is how a man is, a woman is, a boy is, a girl that is not filled with the Holy Ghost. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are connected with God. Oh, hallelujah. When you want to pray, there is an inner power energizing you in your prayer. May God help you. Let me tell you something. Like I used to say, I have 15 minutes. No Holy Ghost free man will commit adultery. Or even lost at a woman. It's so possible. Because when God comes inside, which is the Holy Ghost, he comes in with his characteristics. God doesn't lust. Neither does he come in fornication or adultery. No. I used to ask, especially most of us who are elderly here, we started. Oh man, I used to say, how many of you can say that I Moshe you see
I win.
It's not there.
I win. Go see to Jole.
You are my sister, period. I'm your brother, period. God bless you. Let me say this.
Yes, Ole.
If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, your life
will
dote with the Word of God. Let that be your standard. Don't allow any man to tell you you have the Holy Ghost, you don't have the Holy Ghost. That's man. You know the life you live? You know the life you are living? I traveled somewhere. And I told some people I was coming to see them. When I get there, somebody took me there. And the person was going to work. And the person was told he should drop me in an hotel. It is the house of these people I say I'm coming to. They dropped me, the man dropped me in hotel, I went to work. And they told him he should pick me there again. Church. May God help us. As he was dropping in the hotel, the man whose house I was to go to was right around. He said they book a room for me here to rest for the day. He took me to the room.
Yeah,
here we sat down. I'm telling you people that believe this message. We sat down, we were talking. What was our topic? You know, and the Bible says, let the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ become your conversation. You know, we were talking about the message, the messenger, and everything. You know. Until afternoon, the wife now came. With food that he prepared. Listen to me very closely. So when the wife came, the brothers told me, he said, excuse me, I thought he was going to buy something from the next store. Because it's a store when you come out. It's a hotel. That was the last I saw the brother. The brother left like that too. I was asking the woman, where is your husband? He said, no, I shouldn't bother about the husband. He said the food. It's one man food. Reluctantly, I ate the food. I know that there was a trap set for me. But I was not afraid. Because I know what I believe. When I finished the food, I said, where is your husband? He said, why are you asking your husband? When I finished the food, he packed the things, put them inside the bag he used. Do you know this woman want to start playing with me? You will not believe it. I'm telling you. Life experience.
Oh, to share this one, Lele, go see a takata ni kaso fun.
I told
her.
I said, what are you doing?
Kilo ngbi ya glati tawo. Kilo share this.
I said, if your husband come inside,
don't worry about wole ba ego.
I see you holding my hand.
Oripo dim lowo mu.
How will you convince him that I have not lived with you?
Femi oba oni basepo.
Eh, husband, dey call me so.
Oro koko Lele, e gbagbe pa oko.
I went into preaching. I said, no matter how beautiful a woman is,
educated
for one man, you go from man to man, you will go to hell for it. By the time I started dropping things, I later find out that it was a plan between the husband and the wife. I'm saying these things openly for the first time. Are you getting what I'm saying? It was a plan.
Me.
How? Look.
Hey, whoa.
So people will say,
you
see, I didn't want to do it. You see, when the woman was doing this, was doing this. It's because you want to do it. If you have resistance, I'm telling you, there was a minister who was traveling. They were flying. And their plane had problem. They landed somewhere. And they were put in hotels. There was a woman who had what we call hard luggage. Heavy. She was pulling it. And the minister said, "Can I help you?" He just helped the woman pull the thing. And they were allocating rooms for them. Not knowing that woman has noticed the room they give to the minister. Immediately, they were to settle down. The minister had on the door. What was it? Not knowing that immediately that woman entered to her room, she went to the bathroom. She took her bath. She put on her nightgown. Put powder. She was at the door of the minister. Why the minister open? Even the body language alone. The minister know what was on. He said, "You should see them." When he see them, the minister bring Bible. He said, "I'm a preacher." He read the scripture. He began to preach. God created woman for man. Only for bringing children here to multiply and replenish the earth. Any woman that submits herself to another man that is not her husband, she will go to hell for it. She started shivering. He said, "I want to go." He said, "You need to. My sermon is not finished yet." May God help us. When you are connected with God, that is the sweetest thing that can happen to man. What is man and woman something? Forget about it. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. People that do those things, they don't have the Holy Ghost.
Let me remember.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I say, God bless you. And later find out something. That man is impotent. And I have three children. Then I was discussing. I said, "Woman, how do you have the children?" He said, "Well, the other has just developed something. He's going for treatment." I said, "You don't even need to bother after three children." He asked me whether I know how she got the children. And that's a very good church member somewhere that comes to the Lord's table. That one, if I were a woman and I get married to a man and he's impotent, I will stay with him for the rest of my life and I will have nothing to do with men. If you have the Holy Ghost, you will stay with God. What is worldly pleasure? To a man that is connected with God, that have joy unspeakable, full of glory, that have the peace of God, that passes all understanding. I don't know what you are talking about. Praise the Lord. praise God. Amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. With that, I don't need to bother. It means that that woman has gotten those children from outside. Walk out to your salvation with fear and trembling. We were so close. But may I say this?
Yes, so let you
God
long
is unchanging.
Will you bada?
Brother Abraham.
Rakubramu.
One day,
Dojoka,
the people were accusing him.
I want your first hook on
about tax. Because of the ministry, the way the money comes
in.
And they have troubled him several times with
telephone.
You know he was working. Because the Bible says, whosoever will not work, he should not eat. Hello? Hello? So, one day he came from work for lunch or something. Telephone rang. The wife picked the telephone. It was them Anthony. Yes, all these lawyers. He put hands on the man. He said, them Anthony, he said, I can't stand another interview. He ran out. He said, tell them I'm not here. He ran out. He went around the house. Then the wife told the attorney that he is not around. Joseph was a witness.
Joseph was a witness.
Not quite low. Another fool ran.
Joseph
ran to the phone.
He
said, Daddy. Do I tell them you are not at home? You say,
I'll
sin. You see, I'll sin can corrupt. The wife met him and said, is that what you're supposed to do? He said, after I was not here. The prophet said, we know ourselves. He said, I was already condemned
in my heart.
I was just looking after I was not here. Are you following? Remember when this incident happened? Nobody else was there apart from his little boy. The prophet was not ashamed to bring that thing to the open. When they bring a child for him to pray for,
he
wanted to pray for the child. The Holy Ghost rebuked him.
I said,
you told a lie. Go and make it right. Listen very closely. The prophet told the man who brought the child. He said, I've done something wrong. You stay, wait for me. Let me go and make it right. He didn't carry telephone. He went to the office of the lawyer. He met him. He said, that day, where you phone? I caused my wife to lie. I was there when the phone call came in. Please forgive me. The lawyer came. I put hand on him. He said, we used to have confidence in you. Even now, we have more confidence in you. Some of us, we will do what is wrong. And you know it's wrong. It will finally come to the person you did it to. You cannot even say sorry. Because you are full of pride.
Brother
Abraham said sorry to animal.
Brother Abraham said sorry to animal.
If you know you cannot say sorry to somebody. Oh, she told you anyway.
Why don't you keep your mouth?
Why don't you shut your use the needle to show your mouth and not talk? Gossiping is of the devil. Babati is of the devil. I don't care who does it.
You feel me?
Whether you be minister, you be officer, you be whatever. Sin is sin. God bless you. I say God bless you. Somebody told me that some people were having dreams when I was sick. Let me tell you something.
Yes, okay.
I said those dreams, I
will
investigate them from Genesis to Revelation. I finally find that I was thinking he's a member of our church here. I would have said, come to the altar. That evil spirit that is giving you wrong information, let's cast it out. But I find out that they are ministers. Not even here. I met one of them last week. We talked. I say, brother, I have something to ask you. I understand you have a dream concerning me. He said, yes, yes.
Ben,
it was a revelation. He said, it was a revelation. I said, thank God. This revelation came to you while you were sleeping.
He said,
yes. I know what the prophet called when you are sleeping. What comes to you? Then, I didn't stop there. There is something I'm driving at. I said, can you please explain to me how the revelation came? Listen very closely. Each time I say nobody can gossip to me. I
need
it. If you have anything against somebody who want to tell me, if you are not ready to meet the person, don't tell me.
But keep it to yourself. That was for me. But must your car are real. I must see you. You go fish.
Then he began to narrate to me. He said he was in an hotel. It's a dream. He said he was in an hotel. And I came to him. I said I want to be with him. I brought my things. We were together. And the time came. And I wanted to travel to my village. So they brought out my things. They put them in the car. So when me and he came out, I just vanished. I said, brother, the dream you saw, na symbolic dreams.
Allah mini.
A brother of them said, when you have symbolic dreams, it takes a prophet to interpret them. That was almost a result to argument. I caution myself. He said, no, it's not symbolic, but that is how God deal with it. Being a minister, I didn't go further. You being in a hotel, me coming to meet you, all these things are symbols. I bring my notes. A time come, I want to go to my village. They brought out the notes. They put them in the car. Those people that came and put them in the car, all those are symbols. Me and you came out. Then I disappeared. All those are hello. The only thing I catch there is that I disappear.
But
when I was sick, so I'm going to die. Brothers and sisters, we have heard from the host's mouth. Stay with the message. It's a many way. It's remaining 1 minute. I will
teach you.
Love is not afraid of anybody. I will not ask them arrogantly. No. Just like as this one came to pass, the other one will also come to pass. For the fact that you had a dream about me, I told you, I said, don't you know you are supposed to tell me that dream?
Oh yeah, you emilo wa so alive fun wa ro fun.
Are you ready to tell me?
Oh ro fun me.
Listen, no. Listen, no. He said God did not ask him to tell me.
Oh no, niko lo so fun so.
I say okay. Did God ask you to tell people you went to tell?
Oh so fa won to lo so fun, so lo so fun be.
O ti n kololo baye o.
It's now stubborn.
O ti kalolo.
I
just left it there.
Wa fi le be.
Brothers and sisters.
Rakura rabere.
Just pray that God will walk upon you to humble yourself.
Gbadu akoko lo ko sise lori re.
For the message of the hour.
O le rara re sile.
Like I told you the other time,
I must have been in jail.
My joy,
are your time.
My joy,
are your me.
What I appreciate so much.
It's not
because I pastor you.
I can step
down from pastoral office.
I
ask any other minister to take it.
Remember,
that will not take my ministry. I can preach elsewhere. Are you following me? My joy is because I know that I'm a child of God. I have passed from death unto life. If I'm dying today, I will not be screaming. I know where I'm going. I'm not saying this so that you will believe me. Are you following me? Even if you don't believe me, it makes no difference. But make sure that you have the Holy Ghost. By and by, when we meet in that place, tell Jesus to send me out. I'm not qualified to be there. And if you can't do that, shame on you. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? If you find a man that
is
a bit tribalistic, Yoruba lele, Igbo lele, Hausa lele, Fulani lele, he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. A man that is filled with the Holy Ghost, he knows that among God's children, there might be Yorubas, there might be Igbos, there might be Hausas, there might be Fulani. God bless you. I say God bless you. Oh man. Shalom to your soul. There is one thing that you cannot do. You can't take me out of the body of Christ. A man that is baptized with the Holy Ghost that is in the body of Christ, you can't take him out of it. You don't have the power to do it. God bless you. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Amen. God bless you. Anywhere, anytime. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, when you talk to a man, few minutes, you want to ask him about the hope he has in his soul. You can't help it. So people say they have ministries, and they can't even witness to anybody. Do you know what ministry is? It's like fire burning inside of you. You can't hold your peace. May God help us. I say, may God help us. We will so close. Brothers and sisters, how are you related? In your marriage life, are you just enduring or you are enjoying the marriage? We are supposed to enjoy our marriage, not enduring. Every day. Yet, you have the Holy Ghost. Do you know the Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God that is dwelling in you? It's the kingdom of God. We don't quarrel. We don't
fight.
Oh, hallelujah. It's jealous, speakable, full of glory. The other time I was telling you, I went to bed last night. What time was that? I think something Was it to 11?
About
2:30 I was up.
I didn't
struggle to sleep back. I was just fellowshipping. Praising God. Worshiping God. I pray for every one of you that is here before daybreak.
I'll
be honest with you. If, oh my. You take delight in doing it. It's not by might, not by power. It's by my spirit. Says the Lord. I pray for the officers. I pray for my co-ministers. I pray for their families. Pray for the people in my, for my, my what you call community. Pray for everybody that will be here today. Pray. Brothers and sisters, there is joy in serving the Lord. Then enjoy serving the Lord. All those fusing and fighting and quarreling. I can't take the place of Brother Sam. I can never preach like him. Neither can he take my place. I can't take the place of Babalola. I can't preach like him. Neither can he preach like me. Every one of us, we are individual before God. And the way God's grace uses us, God will reward each and every one of us. Individually, there is nothing to fight for. What are you fusing for? What are you fighting for? Some people say, oh, he's cheating. Somebody gave him tithe. He didn't submit it. Messagically, biblically, to whom does the tithe of the assembly belong to?
Hello?
The tithe belongs to the pastor.
You
say, oh, we put something in place. Who are the
we?
The money that belongs to the pastor, you are putting something in place. If the pastor said no, that is no. It is his money. Brothers and sisters, I don't talk in secret. I say my oath is openly. When you see ministers fighting in an assembly, hello. Hello. Whether you respond, you no respond.
Oh yeah, down, bear down,
I know what I'm talking about.
One of that
one, and I know have the quotes.
One
with me.
One
I told you the other day.
One
I said what the prophet said. Is that like when somebody preach, if a minister preach, you give me something. I say here. Here. I put the ministers on salary. Not to
raise
that. I will increase their salary this February. God bless you.
Hello,
man. Come on. Come on. God bless you. Come on. Look, look. Listen, church. To be in the will of God. To be in the word of God. What I'm telling you is the word of God. I'm not saying it for pride. God bless you, church. What are we hiding? What is it? Look, young sisters, if you are not ready
to
stay with your husband, don't come here. Do you know
Joma,
that the ring
that
you put on, you take that from the Bible, your husband take it and fix it to your
hand.
Had the prophet called them, took it. That will show them your covenant that you have made, you always be kept. It's all better for worse.
ọ̀rọ̀ dá o kò dá o.
If you are married, both of you might be in the message.
Méjèèjì lè wà ní ọlọ́tò.
And after the marriage, the man must leave.
Ẹni yẹn padà sẹ́yìn kó nígbàgbọ́.
If you have anything to do with your life,
tó bá ní kan ṣe pẹ̀lú gbèsè ayé rẹ.
It's either you stay with the man.
Yálà kó dúró pẹ̀lú ọkùnrin yìí.
If you don't want to stay with him, make sure you have enough grace never to allow any other man to touch you.
Fẹ́ kó má jẹ́ kí ọkùnrin mí.
If you do it, you will go to hell.
Tó bá dọ̀wọ̀ pẹ́rẹ́. Ọ̀run àpá àdì tààrà ni.
Hello.
Ti melo.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
There was one day a sister said, "It's time, tight to this place." Before the tight came, there was a need somewhere that I need to meet. How will I do this? Where will I get this
money?
The alert came to the phone. I think it was about 100,000. Because the sister has a business here. The business here, he paid the tithe here. The business here to here. And he paid the tithe of his own work to the church where she is. Then I took the tithe. I have the right. Hello. I have the right. Oh. When I took the tithe, I made that need. Before evening, the sister called me. I said that the tithe that she paid did not reach the destination. Which means he's communicating with somebody else in this assembly. And I know this sister. They pay their tithe to the very man, to the pastor by hand in U.S. I've heard bad. I just let it go. Since that time, the sister never paid tithe to me again. I was not condemned because I know that I was scripturally, messagically right. God bless you. Let me say something. Somebody that laughs with you and say something else at your back.
He
only had the Holy Ghost. He doesn't have the Holy Ghost. He might be claiming have the what you have is a ghost. It's not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will not do that. God bless you. If I have anything against you, I will meet you. Say, how?
We resolve it.
We call somebody else.
We resolve it.
I don't believe in brethren taking themselves to court. The Bible condemns it. Hello? The Bible condemns it. And the Bible says you are taking yourself before unbelievers. And you are a saint. And you will judge the ages.
Unless
you
want to
get it's shame on you.
Oh, it's you love for me.
Is there no wise person among you who can see that and settle the matter?
Why you are not need to be no be? Say Osini.
God bless you.
All of you enjoy.
Kini Baba Yisho.
What is this, Baba?
If you have questions, write it. Meet me in the room. If you can spare the time, I will show you what I'm saying.
Ota mo sa wo salaye fun.
The Adego case. Please return back home. We are missing you.
Sile aro yin tin so wa o.
Praise God. Amen. That is what I will discuss with you when we finish this.
One ta wo buy some yen ka ta ba ri e pada wa sile.
Arani to Simon Peter, my brother, I want you to say,
Simon,
you are still in Nigeria.
Oh, she was Nigeria.
Come home.
Oh, ti lo soke okun. Oh, ti japa. Ma bo le.
Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, church. As we close, may I say this?
Yes,
remember the title of that sermon. Possessing the gates of the enemy.
After trial.
The prophet said, if Satan is not pursuing you,
it's
because he has gotten
you.
You see the number of times that I broke them. I don't know why the devil is doing that. But I have an idea. Because I trouble him a lot. I will continue to trouble him until we put him in the lake of fire. That is one thing that is certain. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God promised to deliver him from them all. If I go down in sickness, God will raise me up in good health. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, the devil is not after you for any other thing.
It's
because he knows that you are against his kingdom. God bless you. I say God bless you. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flow, the spirit of the Lord is the standard against the enemy. When I saw the way I was going, 2 good years have passed. I called my wife. I say, honey, that's how I called her. Honey, come. She said, I say, look, what we did is for better and for worse.
Till death, do we pass.
I say, well, God have not told me I'm going to die. I say, it is possible I can die. And I told her, I say, look, when somebody is sick, there are two things that can happen.
You
see that he get well, or he die. I told her, if I die, this is how where you will sell the money for my funeral. She's the one sitting there. She wanted to baraje and say, oh, baraje, I saw you. You better listen to what I'm telling you.
Baraje,
blessed be his holy name. Brothers and sisters, I never knew it was going to be like this. Somebody met me, and the person gave me testimonies how God had been using dreams to guide him. He told me about 2 or 3 dreams that God has used for his own personal life. He now told me that I saw you in a dream. That when you come out from this thing, you will be very active. The strength that I have in me now is like when I was 40. Amen. Amen. That is why I was telling you the other day, let me take Sunday school money.
It,
I wanted to do it for a whole month.
But
you said no. I said, okay. I said thank you. Caleb came to Joshua.
He
said, give me this mountain. The strength I was having there, it has not diminished. Brothers and sisters, after trial, you possess the gates of the enemy. Yes, sir. There is going to be a trial. But Abraham preached a message, warning, then judgment. God gave Abraham a promise that through Sarah,
we
have a son. Sarah was just between 60, 50 or thereabout when they got married. They lived together until
won gbe papo
ati Sarah was 90
ti Sarah fu pe eni
adon odun Abraham was 100 there about something of that nature
to jo be
and the Bible say it has ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women
won to sele so bi lo so so sele Sarah ma o
yes when that happen is good night to child bearing
o di gbere fun omo bibi niyan.
Hello.
Hello. Baunio.
Hello.
Hello.
And the Bible say the body of Abraham was dead.
We so pe ara Abraham ti
ku. Are you seeing those two things? It has ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women and the body of Abraham dead.
Abraham ti di akura.
The body that was dead in Abraham was not leg or hand.
What is Abraham kolo kura?
What it means, he can no longer live with his wife as a result of old age. But one day, hallelujah, there will always be one day. Are you a child of God? There will be one day. God will pass your way. He will remember the promise.
One
day,
three
of them, they pass. And Abraham invited them.
Abraham said, "Pe won wole."
They sat down outside.
Won jo konita.
Our food was prepared.
Food was prepared. Why for
one? I went up there. He said,
"Abraham,
where is your wife?"
Aya re serada.
And there should be Sarah all this while. Until recently God changed.
He said,
it's in the tent behind
you.
He said, according to the time of life,
Abraham,
I promise you, and I'm reminding you,
Sarah,
your wife, will give birth to that son. And you
will
call his name Isaac. Hello. Grandma. Grandma.
Don't for party, yaya.
When she had it, she said, what?
Only king la.
All kinds of people visit my husband. She smiled within herself. Me and my husband, to leave the pleasure again. It has been a long time we forgot that thing. Had
the
man that was outside talking to Abraham, said, why did Sarah laugh?
Sarah ran.
I said, no. Brother Abraham said, that would have made death to Sarah. Telling God that he was
life.
But Sarah could not die. But Isaac is
born.
Hallelujah. Then, God renewed that promise. That visit changed the body of Abraham. Changed the body of Sarah. When they lived there, they wanted to travel to
Gerar.
Until Abraham was talking to Sarah.
Sarah,
you are very beautiful to look
upon.
Grandma of yesterday is very beautiful today. God has done something. He said, where we are going, the people don't know God. If I say you are my wife, they will kill me and take you. Do me a favor. Tell them, you are my sister. And I will tell them, I'm your brother. Amen. There was a young Jew by the name of Abimelech. She wanted a wife. When they saw
Sarah,
grandma of about 90 years, they say, Abraham, who is this beautiful girl?
Abraham,
it's my sister. His sister said, oh, it's my brother. Quickly, they took her to
Abimelech.
When Abimelech saw her, oh my, he was so happy. So after After food in the night. He has put on his garment, his pajamas, preparing ground for a new wife. And what kind of sleep fell on him? God told him, the woman you are preparing ground for is somebody else. Not ordinary somebody. The man that is the husband is my prophet. Go to him to pray for you. Otherwise, I've finished all your family. Hello? Hello? And Abimelech said, Lord, you know the integrity of my heart. Did the man not say it's my sister? Did the woman not say it's my brother? God said, you are telling stories.
What I ask you to do is what you should go and do.
The man you are saying told you lie. Let him pray for you. Hello. We are closing. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Abraham, I mean, what do you call him now? Abimelech came. Why did you do this? You told me this woman is your sister. And you say it's your brother. But you are telling stories. Kneel down, let the man pray for you. If God love you, let the whole world hate you.
It will do you no harm.
That is how it happened. Their body was changed. And they gave birth to Isaac.
Once it be Isaac,
what God says will come to pass.
There
is going to be false resurrection. Even if I die tomorrow, just leave me alone. Even if you don't want to, if you don't have money to bury me, let dog eat me.
It's
the false resurrection. I will come out. Look at John the Baptist. He was buried without head. I am telling you, in the resurrection, he'll be another John the Baptist
altogether.
God bless you,
church.
I say, God bless you. Possessing the gate of the enemy after trial. Don't hate anybody. If you find anything hating anybody in you, pray it out. That is the devil. Love everybody. Love your enemy. Pray for them. Do good to them. Leave them and God. God will intervene. Let God intervene. Man will keep quiet. Listen, this is what I'm saying. One time,
Korah,
Datani, and
Abiram,
they were ministers.
They
stood up.
What did they draw?
I said, Every time, Moses, last year, 2 years ago, Moses, every day, Moses. That was not the choice of Moses. That was the choice of God for Moses. Then they divided the camp. Is he only Moses that I hear from God? God say I hear from God. That I say I hear from God.
Abraham
say I hear from God. The cap was divided. Behind
Abraham.
Abraham. Behind
Korah.
Behind
Datan. Datan.
And Moses went to God. He said, go to the camp. Say, who is on the Lord's side? Let him line up before you. I tell the people, this wicked man. Look. If you are against God's program, the Bible describes you as a wicked man. He said, this wicked man,
he
did die ordinary death. Then God has not. Do you know how they died? God opened the ground, buried them. Is that so in your Bible?
Had
the earth opened her mouth,
had
swallowed them up, at their houses, at all the men that appertain to
Korah,
and all their goods. Hello, hello. God bless you. There was a time that Joseph was somewhere, and because of his stand for God, if you stand for God, God will fight your battles. Just stand for him. He will fight your battles. He will bring every enemy to their knees. The news went, told them, king, there is somebody in your kingdom. They don't obey you. Is it Daniel now? Or what Daniel and the other people. They don't obey you because the people they work together, they wanted to catch them with their women. They were not going for their women.
And you
talk about
they
wanted to catch them about their money.
The
only way they say they can catch them, but they know their commitment to the God that they serve. They will never bow for anything contrary to what God says. Then they devise an evil means. They say, king, for 30 days, nobody should pray to the unseen God. It's you.
It's
what they should make supplication to this idol.
Yeah.
They know that Daniel will never do that.
Hallelujah.
Anything contrary to the word of God, a child of God will never bow to it. Before you know what is happening, the person that the king is signed it. Remember, they did it because of Daniel. After they had done that, they went and set trap to find out how Daniel is doing. Daniel opened his window, removed all the curtains, he
knelt
down. He was praying to Jehovah God. Quickly, the news went to the king. We are cutting. They say, okay, what will we do? Lion's den. That's where we will throw him. For some days, they
didn't
feed the lion.
So that
if they put anything there, they will divide it in the air before it reaches ground. Not where God is in the
process.
When they throw Daniel there, the pillar of fire went ahead of
Daniel.
And animals are afraid of fire. The lion went. Sat down
gently.
They didn't near Daniel.
Oh, my son, to see Daniel.
Throughout the night, the king knew that they plan that thing against
Daniel.
No matter what the devil will plan against you, God will expose them. Just be loyal to God. God will fight for you. The king couldn't sleep in the night. He did money.
Laro.
He ran to the place. He
said,
Daniel, thou servant of the Most High God, the God you serve, has he protected you? Daniel replied,
Daniel fall down.
Oh, hallelujah. Then they brought out Daniel. The people that caused fire against
Daniel.
The people and their family, they were put in there. Lion finished there. Brothers and sisters, the God we serve is our defender. Don't fight for yourself. Every conspiracy, it will be exposed. Don't be loyal to God. God bless you. I say God bless you. You remember the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Because they stood for God. Because of them, they prepared that furnace 7 times hotter than ever before. And the king called them.
Shadrach,
Meshach,
Abednego.
I appreciate you people. Since you have been my kingdom, you have never embezzled money. You have not done anything wrong. But just to bow, you say you will not bow. This fire will consume you. They carry them. When they open the door, the heat that came out from that place killed the people that carried it. When they put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego inside, the God that they stood for came inside the fire and neutralized the fire. Oh, hallelujah. Every enemy, we bow because of you. Just be honest, just be sincere, just be truthful. Oh, man. Oh, Lord, the gods. They are the works of men. You are the only one. None is alive. That is our God. He's the maker of heaven and earth. He's the one that put the moon and the stars in that place. I say, only shine in the night. He's the one that commanded the sun to rise from the east and set to the west. Who do you say this is? Is the Almighty God with whom all things are possible. Brothers and sisters, are you a child of God? There is nothing to fear. All is well. There is a place of preference behind the east. So rest into breath. When trials come your way, all is well. You will overcome. When temptation come your way, all is well. You will overcome. When testing come your way, all is well. You will overcome. We are born to be overcomers. God bless you. I say God bless you. Hallelujah. For the God omnipotent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord God, whom we put
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
God bless you, church. I say God bless you. say Satan, shame on to you.
Satan, ko ju ko ti o. Gbogbo agbara.
I say devil, shame on to you. I say Satan, shame on to you.
Satan, ko ju o ti o. Gbogbo agbara Jesus.
Satan, shame on to you.
Satan, ko ju ko ti o. Gbogbo agbara Jesus.
All power, both in heaven and in earth, has the control of our Master and our Savior,
Jesus Christ.
He never comes too late. When Lazarus was sick, they sent message to him. They met him. He didn't come. They sent the second message. He that you love is sick. He didn't come. Till Lazarus died, they buried him. Lazarus was in the grave for 4 days.
As
Jesus said, let us go and wake up our friend. Because he's sleeping. The people didn't understand scriptural language.
We
are told he has been sick. If now he's sleeping, it means that he's getting better. Jesus said, this is your language. Lazarus is dead. Let us go and wake him up. Our God is the resurrection and the life. When they come there, before they reach the place, the news came to Mary and Martha that the Master is coming. It's Master of all situations. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Martha went and met him. I said, Lord, if you have been here, our brother will not have died. No, we study. Even now, you know, whatever you ask God, God will do it. The message went to Mary that the Master has come and is calling for you. He stood up. She stood up. The people that were with him, they were expecting that when he meets Jesus, he's going to rebuke a real worse of him. When Joseph left, you came to live with us. We are defeating you. We are clothing you. Our brother, when he was sick, we sent message to you. They met you. You didn't come. We sent the message the second time. When the sickness was getting worse, you didn't come. What are you coming to do now? He has died. He has been buried. Today is the fourth day. What are you coming to do? The prophet said, if that was the attitude of Martha, or Mary, he said, what is written in the Bible today would have been different. The only way, Master, if you have been here, our brother will not have died. We still believe that you are the Messiah. Whatever you ask, God will do it. He said, where do you bury him? He said, come and see. Hallelujah. When they brought him there, remember, before they embalmed somebody for burial, they have removed everything inside his tummy.
Hallelujah.
But hallelujah. When Jesus go there, he said, remove the stone. Martha said, Master, this is the fourth day. If you remove this stone, you will spread the
earth.
As Jesus said, have I not told you? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. When they remove the stone, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. A man that has been buried for 4 days, all the testings have been removed for a garment. Everything the human body have need of to function, Lazarus, come forth. Don't fear, return to the body. That is our Savior. That is our Master. That is our provider. That is our healer. Is everything is everything to me. Is everything. Jesus is everything to me. For is my father, my mother, my brother, and my sister. Is everything to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lazarus came forth.
Lazarus Jadiwa.
Is the same.
Or can you just
yesterday?
Lana Loni.
Today.
Loni.
And forever. That is our master.
Oluwa waniya.
Then how can I have on earth? Can I? That is the one that says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you. Even with you. To the end of the world. That will be in me. I will be afraid of which. After Jesus has told me, in my name, you cast out devils. I don't fear no witch. I used to say, you are supposed to sleep where you go like that. If you find yourself flying, come and tell me. We cast out that devil that make you to fly. Holy Ghost, who do make you to fly? Except it's an evil spirit. God bless you,
church.
I say, God bless you. I know your rice. It will not be cold.
You need to do.
Kosalo. I have my own too. God bless you. I say God bless you. You love the Lord. I love thee. I love thee. Because he first loved me. I'm purchased. Master, the nature of God. Amen. You see what I'm doing? If the spirit that is in you is despising what I'm doing, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Hello? I never knew. If we answer me this way, I never knew. If we answer me this way, I never knew. If we ever this way, if we answer me this way, then God bless you. I said, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Toba lejo, toba lejo, oh Martin Jolong. Toba lejo. Toba lejo, oh Martin Jolong. Toba le patewo, toba le patewo, oh Martin Jolong.
Toba le patewo.
Toba, God bless you. I say God bless you. You love the Lord. We dance to the Lord. We praise His name. We worship Him. I don't care whether you despise me or not. I'm worshiping the one who loved me so much and He delivered me from the shackles of sin. I will serve Him. I will not mind you. I will mind you. Amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory. Glory, wisdom, and give. I honor a power of man. Forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Give me glory to the Lord. Ire, ire, give me glory to the Lord. Ire, hallelujah. Ire, Jehovah Shammah. Give me glory to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, give me glory to the Lord. Ire, ire. Give me glory to the Lord. Ire, hallelujah. Ire, Ire, oh, give me glory to the Lord. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? You want to be remembered in prayer? Just signify by the raising of your hand. Dear Heavenly Father, our Master and our God, our Savior, our Creator, the one that formed us in our mother's womb, has separated us in our mother's womb, that has been our keeper, that has been our helper, that has been the supplier of our needs since that time till now. Heavenly Father, you are the one for our sake, you said with the Mary O'Brien. Lord Jesus, we are very grateful. We are so thankful. When he was bringing that message to us, it was not in words alone. It was in power and a demonstration of your spirit. Heavenly Father, one more time, may we see you in the demonstration of your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Hands are up everywhere, maybe for salvation, for more of God, for healing, for deliverances, for provision, for protection, for whatsoever. May you meet every one of us at the point of our needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. The food you have provided for us to eat, thank you for the provision. Thank you for the hands that prepared the food. May you satisfy for nourishment of our bodies. Thank you, Savior Divine. We love you, Lord, because you first of all loved us. Take glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Reach out, shake one another, say shalom. Shalom, my brother.
Shalom, Pastor.
Shalom, my brother. Shalom, shalom. My brother, shalom. Shalom. Shalom to everybody. Shalom to your soul. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you.